Our Wahoo Week coverage from Goodyear, Arizona continues as we sit and have a conversation with Greg Allen, who joins us here at the complex. Greg, great to have you with us. And, boy, you got that September call-up last year. I got to spend some time with the big league team. Just having that month with the team, how much more comfortable are you now being in the clubhouse and being in the locker room out here in Goodyear?
Yeah, you know, having the chance to be up there with the team in September and throughout the playoffs was awesome. Really an unbelievable experience. Feel like I was able to, you know, just gain a lot from that. You know, just the exposure of being there, being in that environment, being around the guys in those types of situations. You know, I think it really did a lot just to, you know, kind of help me grow and set a foundation for me going forward. So coming into this year, you know, really the mentality stays the same as far as just really just trying to make the most of the opportunity and coming to work every day and ready to compete. You know, but having, you know, a little more familiarity with the coaching staff, the players, you know, knowing what to expect. I think all those things make a difference.
Take a moment or two and just talk about your off season. I'm sure there's a time you have to decompress a little bit and then turn right around and get ready for Goodyear. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah. You know, it's different for every guy. And, you know, some off seasons can, you know, have a quicker turnaround than others. This past off season, I think, you know, I had a chance once the season finished up to spend about a month and a half at home. I'm from San Diego, California. My parents are still there, so I had a chance to be back with them for about a month and a half. Then really after, you know, the Thanksgiving holiday, it was back to work. So I spent time, you know, training both out here in Arizona and also back home in San Diego, back and forth over the next, you know, 2 or 3 months, just preparing, you know, and getting things ready for spring training in the next upcoming season. So, like you said, you kind of have that month and a half, maybe more, you know, just to kind of decompress and take some time and give your body a chance to rest. But shortly after that, you know, you're really focusing up and, you know, gearing up for that year ahead.
Greg, as I talk to guys in the clubhouse and in the front office, there seems to be a real hunger, a real desire coming off the disappointment of last year. Can you share with us how it affected you? And do you also kind of sense that same motivation in the clubhouse?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, being there for only a short period of time, obviously there's plenty of guys who, you know, were on that World Series team in 2016 that fell, you know, that game short, and but you can definitely sense it. You know, even the guys like myself who've only been there for, you know, that month and a half, you know, there is that hunger. You know, there, and I think that, you know, just is a testament to, I think, the standard that's been set for this team by front office, by the coaching staff, by the players themselves. You know, I think, you know, the guys that are part of this organization expect to win and expect greatness, and they expect guys to be ready to compete. And, you know, when you have that type of attitude, you know, that's prevalent among a large group of people, you know, I think it does good things.
Greg, I love watching you play. Your speed is just off the charts, man. On Sunday, was sitting in the ballpark. You had the beautiful bunt single, and then you had the triple. You've tracked down some balls in the outfield. With speed being your primary weapon, do you enjoy utilizing it more on the offensive side, or do you love playing defense and robbing somebody out there?
You know, I really think it's just about, you know, just finding ways to impact the game. So whichever way, you know, I'm able to do so and, you know, help the team win or put the team in a situation where we have a chance to win, you know, that's when I enjoy it most. So whether that's on the defensive side, offensively, coming in a pinch run, running the bases, whatever the situation or case may be, you know, really just looking for ways to impact the game and, you know, just, again, just try and find ways to help the team win.
All right, final question for you. I was thumbing through the media guide here before you sat down. It said your favorite team growing up was the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, is that still the case? Because if that's so, what was Super Bowl Sunday like?
Yeah, so that was something, I think, early on. It's kind of a weird story, I think, of how I even became an Eagles fan. Oddly enough, you know, one of the video games I played growing up was Madden, you know, and I had it on, you know, the PlayStation, one of the old PlayStations way back then. And I think the first ever Madden game I got had Donovan McNabb on the cover.
Not too bad.
Yeah, and one thing led to another, and I became an Eagles fan. You know, kind of lost some traction there over the past few years. But so I probably wouldn't claim them at this point, especially considering they just won the Super Bowl, and you know, nobody wants to be, you know, the bandwagon fan just hopping back on. But you know, safe to say, it was definitely nice, you know, to see them be able to pull out that Super Bowl against, you know, a team like the Patriots. So you know, was definitely happy for the result, to say the least.
Philly special may have been one of the best play calls that there ever was.
Impressive.
Well, hey, you've been pretty impressive in your time with the big league club. We appreciate you stopping by. Best of luck as you continue your career with the Tribe.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me.